Spirit of the Lord put this on my heart. Boy, he stirred me big. We've had a lot of experience with this particular revelation. This will really bless you if you tune in to what we're going to teach you today. I want to give you a revelation. The Bible says, blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom. Now, why would he say that? I know, I said the religious people said, well, yeah, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit. No, he said, blessed are the poor. Listen, if you had it all together and you could do well for yourself, you wouldn't need the kingdom in the area of finances. Some people don't need the kingdom in the financial area. They have that, even though they don't know how big the kingdom could be, but they need the kingdom in other areas. There's a lot of people need the kingdom in the financial area. Say the kingdom. How many are dealing with a financial need right now? Raise your hand. How many have debts that you need to get rid of? Raise your hand. Boom. Hallelujah. So I'm going to put this is going to be an illustrative sermon. I'm going to put this in motion today in two ways. I'm going to put it personally in motion. So I'm going to keep you informed of how this goes, because we're going to set in motion today this operation of kingdom multiplication, kingdom increase. Now, this revelation is incredibly powerful, but you have to understand how it works. You have to understand a lot of times what people are going to hear is based on what they've heard, what they already believe. I'm praying that God open your eyes, because when you get taught a certain way, a certain way, a certain way, you think that's where I'm going. I promise you that's not where I'm going. Amen. I'm going to show you how the kingdom works in an area, especially dealing with a debt or a desire. I'm going two different ways. We're going to launch something for the church today, and we're going to launch something on and I personally today. And we'll keep you informed as it goes, how this works. Now, how this started was, this lady, I don't know her. I don't even know she's in here. But she walked up to me at the end of the service and handed me an envelope. She's done this to me once before. And it's kind of thick envelope, so I just put it in my pocket. When I got home, I looked in that envelope, and it was basically $500. And so I'm thinking, glory to God, because, you know, there's some, everybody needs $500. Amen. So she handed this to me, and I'm thinking, you know, we're going on a trip soon on our family vacation, so I thought, well, I'll just do that. I'll just use it for that. I'm already planning it out. You know, it doesn't go a long way, but it helps. Praise God. And I just kept feeling the Spirit of the Lord come over me, that seed. Okay, how much seed? And then I told Anna, this is seed. And then all of that came to today. It's seed for something else. Amen? So I'm going to show you how $500, say $500. Let's say you had I'll use arbitrary debt. Let's say you had a $15,000 debt or a $15,000 something you wanted to purchase that was $15,000. In the world, there's two ways to do that. You can save for it. Three, you can manage your money very well, save. Or you can go and borrow. Amen? Sooner or later, you got to come up with $15,000. Amen? In the kingdom, you don't have to come up with $15,000. Did you know that this $500 that's right here that's going to be put in this offering today, this $500 is actually enough to pay off that entire debt? Amen? Now, don't go thinking what you're thinking already. Well, he's going to sow that seed and God's going to go pay that car off. That's partially true, but it's also, you're going to have to hear everything I'm going to say today, amen? So I want you to open your ears, and I'm going to show you how kingdom increase works, okay? The one thing I'm not doing, I'm not sowing this seed to meet that need. I'm not doing that. But, this seed is going to completely meet that need. But I'm not sowing it directly for that. You'll understand what I said for a minute. That's where I think people get wrong, because you've heard a lot of doctrines where, well, okay, you give this $1,000 and God will just wipe all this out. One action doesn't produce that whole reaction. But if you understand how the kingdom works, and more importantly, how to interact with the kingdom. Say interact. You must learn to interact with the kingdom and how it works. The kingdom has to be initiated. You have to initiate the kingdom of God. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Let's look at the Macedonians here for a minute. We're going to look at the Lord and what he did. Then I'm going to show you how this process works. I will show you how to move a mountain of debt out of the way like that. Amen? Glory to God forever. Now, I'm not teaching something that's not been proven. With this revelation, we paid a $20,000 credit card off that we were carrying interest on for over a year, maybe a year and a half. We paid it off in less than 2 months without ever using any of our normal operating budget. It was all over and above. We also paid our truck off in a month and a half. No, that was like 2 months. We paid the truck off in 2 months, say 2 months. Paid my motorcycle off in 3 months. Now, you can pay it off over time or you can get the kingdom involved. Amen? To get the kingdom involved, you'll need to understand a few things of how the kingdom works. Amen? Glory to God. So we're going to initiate the kingdom of God today. And I believe God is going to set each and every one of you. Now, if you're a debt-free person, we need to give you a big hand clap. So let's give whoever's debt-free a big hand right now. Hallelujah. This works really good on it, but it also works in the church. We're debt free, but I'm going to use this for a project that we want to do. So we're going to actually initiate this towards the church, and we're going to initiate it personally. And I'm believing every one of you will initiate as well. Amen. So right now I want to take everything that you have been previously taught, put it on a shelf, because I promise you I'm not going there, but I am going somewhere. Amen. But if you filter this through what you've been taught and think you already know what I'm hearing, you'll miss it. And I know that because I've taught this before, and people come up and they start talking to me and they missed it by the mile. And they missed it. It never worked for them because they didn't hear what I was saying. Got to hear. Say, you got to hear. Father, grant ears to hear. Eyes to see, hearts to receive. It works. Chuck paid off. You paid off. Carlos can give his testimony. He paid off his truck with it. This works big time. And what it also works, because here's the beauty of it. We're not going to mess with any of your normal income. Amen? Nothing's going to change there. We're not touching your normal income. God's going to bring in above. Amen? He's coming in above. We're going to operate with what's above. What we got to do is get the kingdom involved so God can start multiplying above your normal income. Amen. Once you start getting that increase going, I'm going to show you how to interact with that. So let's begin. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 says, moreover, brethren, we do you the wit of the grace, say grace, of God bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia. So the whole principle of this operation that we're going to talk about is grace. Say grace. We're going to get grace, but grace is bestowed, but grace was activated. Notice what happened. They were in a great trial of affliction, and it turned to the abundance of joy. They were in deep poverty, and it turned to the abundance of liberality. Those are all diametrically opposed to one another. Amen? I mean, when you're in deep trial, you normally don't have joy. When you're in deep poverty, you normally don't abound in giving. Amen? That those things don't normally happen, but in the kingdom, everything is in reverse of the world system. I'd say it like this. The world system is a complete reversal of the way the kingdom works. Amen? So he says, to their power I bear record, beyond their power they were willing themselves. They got involved with this project. Now, Paul was here. He was actually raising funds. He's going around to all the Gentile churches raising funds for the Jewish Gentiles that were in Jerusalem. There was a famine, and he was using this opportunity to evangelize and to bring some harmony between the Gentiles and the Jews, because they were all at war with one another. And Paul said, look, let's go raise offerings from the Gentiles and let's bring it in Jerusalem. And so there'll be a blessing there. And he saw it as a way to bind a lot of the wounds of that day. Amen. But there's amazing revelations and principles in what he was sharing that you and I can interact with and begin to move mountains easy. Now, once this begins, it is amazing how fast it happens. It just boom, 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 boom. Amen. All right. So he said, for their record beyond their record, they were willing of themselves, praying with us with much energy that we would receive the gift. I mean, these people came alive. They became very generous. Very generous. And he says, verse 7, he says, therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, utterance, knowledge, diligence, and love, see that you abound, say abound, in this grace also. Now, this grace is not just about receiving grace. It's interacting with it. Amen? And he tells you what this grace is. He says, know you the grace, verse 9, of the Lord Jesus Christ, but though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. Say, for your sake. He became poor, that through his poverty you've been made rich. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom. Amen? It's spiritual law. It works all the time. Amen? It works all the time. He says, now see that you abound in this grace. Now, this particular grace that comes in operation is not something that's going to fall on you and you're not going to do anything. You're actually going to interact with this grace. It's highly important that you understand how to interact with this grace. If you don't, then what's going to happen is the mountain's going to stay around your life and nothing's going to move. Amen? And we need to be people in this hour that's free of debt. Free, that we don't need bills coming in where we shuffle them in the first of the month, see which one gets paid, and start getting into minimum payments. How many of you have ever gotten into minimum payments? Well, I'm in it right now, bless God. Pay this minimum. And listen, mammon, there's two great multiplications. The kingdom multiplication and mammon multiplication. You get connected with mammon and mammon will multiply against you. You get connected with the IRS, just get messed up with the IRS and watch what happens. They'll put you on a payment plan for 70 years. It'll multiply where you never can pay it off. But there is a key to get the kingdom. And what we found when we first started this, when God gave us this revelation, we found the kingdom would far out multiply the world system. It would move way faster than the world system. We got involved with it. We saw God just wipe these things out. It's amazing to watch him do it. Praise God. It's amazing when you pay that final payment off and it wasn't your 48th or your 54th or your 60th payment. Major influx, but you got to understand how it works. Praise God. And we're going to learn that today. So it's all built on the foundation of grace. Jesus became our poverty, gave us his standing. Amen. He's gave us his standing of grace, but now we want to interact with that. Amen. Now we want to initiate. Say initiate. The first thing we need to do about a debt is you need to initiate the kingdom. The kingdom of God, you write this down, will not initiate on its own. You have to initiate the kingdom. Amen. There's a lot of ways to be blessed, by the way, in the kingdom. This is just one major way, but it works really well. The reason I like it so much, because it does not interfere with your present income. It goes above and beyond. Amen. That's what we want. We want to initiate the kingdom where we get increase and multiplication above what's presently coming in. Amen. So 2 Corinthians chapter 9, next chapter, he's still on this grace. He's actually getting into the offering phase of this, but there's an incredible revelation here. Verse 6, he says, now, here's where I want you to take your offering hat, cap, and all that you've been taught here. And I want you to you promise me you're going to lay it aside. Put it on a shelf. This I say, he which soweth sparingly will reap sparingly. He which soweth bountifully will reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his own heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or in necessity. God loveth cheerful. Say cheerful. Cheerful is a huge thing. Cheerful. Say cheerful. It's huge. Without cheerfulness, you're not going to see it. Cheerfulness and thankfulness are huge operations in your giving. Amen. If you're giving by law and duty, you're missing it all. We don't give. We don't operate in the kingdom by law or duty. Amen. Glory to God. Now look at verse 8. He says, and God is able to make all grace, say all grace, abound toward. Now, this grace he's talking about is the same grace that found those Macedonians broke, busted, and disgusted, and it turned them around to where they become the chief paymasters of Paul's ministry in the earth. Those Macedonians, where the church of Philippi was, God found them in poverty, raised them up through this grace, and they became Paul's support system, all of his ministry. In fact, the book of Philippians was a thank you letter written from Paul in Rome in the latter part of his life, and he was thanking them for all their support. Now watch this. He says, God's able to make all grace abound towards you. Now watch this. Watch this principle of grace here. There's two things going on here with this grace. It's that you having all sufficiency in all things. Say all sufficiency in all things. That's you. That's for you. That's called bread for the eater. That's your bread. And abound to every good work. That's the kingdom. That's your kingdom project. That can be the mission project, or it can be your mission to get out of debt. You can abound. Say abound. All right? Now, look at verse 10. He's going to explain this more importantly. He says, now he that ministereth seed to the sower. Who's given the seed? God. That's when he told me, and he handed me that $500. He goes, now that $500 came in. I wasn't looking for that. It just showed up. And I was already ready to spend it, just like you'd be ready to spend it. Pray, amen. Everyone say amen. And the Lord said, that's seed. I said, seed for what? See, a lot of times we just want to go give that and then let God is like, okay, well, I'll give this and whatever you want to do. But listen, when this particular seed, when God started talking to me, he says, I want to pay off your car with that seed. Did you hear that? Are you ready? I want to, now, what I'm not saying is I'm going to give this $500 and then God's going to come and I'm going to look and somebody's coming to pay my car off. It could happen that way, but most time it won't. But it will happen. That seed, this seed, right here, this one, is enough. If I understand how it works, if I understand how to get the kingdom on it, it's enough to pay our car off. Everyone say amen. How does that work? Well, the way they teach you before, just come and give and believe. I'm going to give you a little more to that equation today. Amen. There's a little more to that equation besides give and just wait. There's a whole lot more to that equation. In fact, when you understand how the equation works, you'll find out God will get highly involved with you. And that multiplication will get going fast. Amen. What we're looking for is to initiate the kingdom to where it begins to multiply. Amen. It needs to multiply greater. Now, I want to tell you this. When we did this with our credit card, we had a credit card here at church. We had a $20,000 credit card, and it was maxing out. We were in the rears. And that thing was, I didn't even know this, but wasn't that like 24%? We were paying 24%. I mean, we're having a $700 a month bill that we were paying here that just went straight to interest. Well, that is not good stewardship. Amen? I'm like, how do you pay that off when there was no money? The kingdom generates it. Say the kingdom generates it. The kingdom initiates it. Amen? Glory to God. Okay, so now he that ministers seed to the sower, so there's seed. God is going to give you seed. Sometime he'll tell you, start with this. He's going to give you a seed. Amen? Look at your neighbor, say a seed. If you don't have a seed to start with, God, you can believe God for one. Amen? Now, if you're paying off something that's $20,000 or $30,000, don't start with a $5 seed. It's going to take you a long time to get there. Amen? But start with what God tells you to do. This is all about relationship. It's not just formula involved here. It's relationship. Say relationship. Now watch, with this seed, he's going to both minister two things. All right, this seed, he's going to minister bread for your food. Say bread for your food. And he's going to multiply the seed sown. Say multiply. He's going to multiply the seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Now God will give seed to the sower. Now this seed, when you understand how this works, is going to initiate the kingdom of God. Say initiate. Now what happens once it initiates, There are some things you must know. Because most of the time, I'm going to tell you this, when we initiate something like this, I am not, listen to me, this is very important principle number one, I am not sowing this seed to pay that car off. What I'm doing is I'm sowing this to initiate the kingdom. Does that make sense? Now, this is going to initiate multiplication. It's the multiplication that's going to pay that car off. This seed is to initiate the kingdom. That's a huge principle right there. It's huge. Say huge. I need to initiate, but I also need the kingdom on this. If I come and just flop this in the offering basket, I'm missing the point. You've got to understand how to get the kingdom on this. Amen? We need the kingdom on this because what I want to do is I want the Holy Spirit to begin a process of multiplication that's above my normal income stream. Amen? How does he do that? Okay, I'm glad you asked. Let's go to page 2 in the notes. Or if you don't have notes, go to John chapter 6. Let's watch how the Lord did this when he fed the multitudes. Whenever you have a kingdom need or a personal need, when you have a need, we always, like the Lord, when he's standing here, there's 5,000 men, not including women, children, probably over 10,000 people. He's got to feed in the desert. They didn't have supermarkets out there in those days. They're in a desert. There's not animals running around everywhere. They're hungry. So they're hungry. It's the most interesting thing that Jesus says to Philip, from where shall we buy bread to feed the multitudes? He said he did this to test him and prove him. He knew what Philip's response would be. Watch this. So let's begin this in John 6, verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company coming to him. He said unto Philip, from where shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for himself knew what he would do. Now watch this. Philip answered, the 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient that every one of them may take a little. Say, take a little. Philip was thinking like a man. Jesus was thinking like God. Amen? In reality, what Philip had was enough. And that's what Jesus was trying to say. Look, your need, we always look at, oh, I got a $5,000 need, I need $5,000. I got a $15,000 need, I need $15,000. And so we ask for $15,000, and what does God do? We ask for $15,000 or $20,000, whatever your debt is. I'm asking, so you're looking for $20,000. You know, very seldom does God ever bring that whole amount and write you a check for it. I've had him do that for me once or twice. But that is not his standard operating procedure. His father, okay, I'm believing for this. I'm believing for $15,000 and I'm waiting for somebody to come and give me a $15,000 check. Chuck comes by. Well, it wasn't him. Praise God, Tim. Well, it wasn't him. Who's going to give me a $15,000 check today? And so what happens is something happens in your life and $200 shows up. $200, and what do? $200 came in that was above your normal income. You know, I'm sensing in my heart, somebody's got a business and they've got a piece of equipment they've got to pay for. Or somebody's going to be hearing me online and it's a very expensive piece of equipment. And you're paying note on it, but God's going to show you how to pay that off. This is very expensive. This isn't hundreds of thousands of dollars of equipment. There's something going on with the equipment. God's going to show you how to pay that off. Just get rid of that bill every month. That bill is really weighing the business down. He'll show you how to initiate against that too. Amen? So listen up if that's you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing God. I've been in it all morning. Hallelujah. Glory. I can't wait. Blessed be the name of God. I feel the blessing of God. Praise God. And so what happens is you're believing God and you're looking for $10,000 or $15,000 and God brings in 500. Say 500. What's 500? I needed 15,000. You bring me 500. What do we do with the 500? We go spend it. It's not what I asked for. Did you know that $500 was God's answer for your $15,000 debt. In the kingdom, he doesn't give you the tree. The kingdom gives you a seed. Amen? Now, what do I do with that? What the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, he said, begin. Now watch this. With a seed to initiate the kingdom. Now, once that kingdom initiates, I'm going to show you what happens here. So Philip, watch what he says here. He says 200 pennyworth is not enough. It's not enough. And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there's a lad here and he's got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Notice what he says, but what is that? Say, what is that? That's the mentality you have to get rid of. Say, what is that? Got to get rid of the what is that mentality. You have to understand that everything that gets involved with the kingdom of God, if you understand how to get it plugged in, say plug it in. When it plugs into the kingdom, it'll start multiplying. What I want to teach you to do is what to do with that multiplication. Because many of you actually initiated multiplication in your life, but what happened was God brought in 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And you looked at the need of trying to feed 15,000 creditors. 15,000 hungry creditors with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. You said, it's not enough. It's not enough. So let's just eat the 5 loaves and 2 fish and tomorrow we die. No, that kind of thing, you know. Because we didn't understand what God brought was enough. But the Lord saw that and said, wow, bring that to me. Bring that. That's enough. That's the only thing they had. It's enough. Say, it's enough. It's enough. Because the Lord knew what to do with it. They didn't know, but he did. Now, this is principle number 2. You must know what to do with it. You don't just go drop it in the offering bucket. That's not what he did. You study all the accounts. This is what he did. The first thing he did is he received the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Say, received. The second thing he did is he looked up. Say, he looked up. You think the Lord just looked up, or you think he went up? Did he look up or did he go up? He took the 5 loaves. Why? Here's a big part of what people don't understand about this. He had to get those 5 loaves and those 2 fishes into a jurisdiction that's not of this world. He received it. He looked up and he presented it to his father. He presented the jurisdiction of the father, and what did he do? Gave thanks. Those are huge. So what is he received? Looked up, gave thanks. Here's what we do. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I needed 15,000 and you gave me 100. What is $100 when I need 15,000? As soon as you do that, you killed it. Killed everything that was on that seed. Instead, what you do is you look. Once I initiate the kingdom, which we're going to do today, once I initiate it, now I'm watching. What am I watching for? I'm watching for anything. Say anything. I promise you, we did this when we were paying off our credit card, Christine and Tessa. If we had $5 come in, that was above, we would take that $5 and say, Father, thank you, this $5 is enough. And we'd say, this $5 is enough. We receive that $5, and so we received it, and our staff would do this every Monday. We would hold it up, thank God for it, lift it up before God, got into the jurisdiction of the kingdom. Don't miss that point. You gotta get the anointing on it. You gotta get the kingdom on it. If the kingdom, not only in the initial seed, but what's coming in. Now, what do I do? When I initiate the kingdom, I gotta feed 15,000 hungry creditors. They want $15,000 now. What do you do when you get 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Thank God. Say, thank God. Receive. I get $100. I get $500. It doesn't matter. What comes in? It didn't come in. You don't even have to mess with your normal income stream. Just keep doing what you're doing with that. We're going to look for stuff that comes in above. You'll be amazed how it comes in. It does. It just happens. Carlos will tell his testimony. I mean, he had a, God blessed his socks off big when he started this. Big. God will do things. He'll give you a raise. Now that's part of it. He'll elevate you. Amen. Sometimes he'll cause people to give into your bosom. You never know what's going to happen. Sometimes it'll just show up in the mail. But sometimes what you're looking for, stop looking for the 15,000 and watch what God brings. Amen. Watch what he's bringing in. If he brings 100 in, don't eat that seed. Look at your neighbor. Don't eat it. Don't take that $100. Make a hot dog out of it and eat it. Don't do it. Don't turn into hot dog and pizzas. Don't do it. Now you're going to have to be disciplined here. First is a kingdom offering. Now everything else comes in as kingdom interaction. What did the Lord do with the 5 loaves and 2 fish? Received it. He said it's enough. He lifted it up before the jurisdiction. Every time, Anna and I will attest to this, when we were paying off the truck or the motorcycle, every time something came in, we would receive it. If it was $100, we'd receive it. Now, did I want to spend that $100 on something else? Yeah. Did I want something to do? Yes. But I couldn't. I received it. Because I remember when somebody gave me $100, I'm like, massage. And God said, no, that's paying off. You're connected with this thing now. That belongs to the motorcycle. I'm like, what about the massage? Somebody heard me say that and they gave me $100 to get a massage. But what was happening was you're interacting. Amen. So if it's $100 comes in, I'm thankful. First thing I do is I'm thankful. Say thankful. I receive it. Now what do I do with that $100? What is that $100 in light of 15,000? That $100 has something in it called grace. It has something in it called multiplication. It has increase in it. And God's going to watch what you do with it. And if you do the right thing with it, another one will come in. If you eat it, you'll kill the whole thing. You have to start all over. But if you'll watch what comes in, because here's the temptation. God will bring something in. What's $100 in the light of 15,000? You go buy your dress or jeans or whatever. And you kill it. You have to stay with it. Amen. So we would lift it. We would receive it. We would lift it before the jurisdiction. If you don't know how to do that, get somebody in here that does. There are people. If you know how to lift something up and get in the jurisdiction of the kingdom, raise your hand. Get with somebody who's got their hand raised. If you don't, get with somebody who does and let them teach you, because it's important. Every time something comes in, get it in the jurisdiction of the kingdom. Lift it into the presence of God. Lift it before the Father because you want the blessing on it. Amen. So I lift it. I release it. I give thanks. Say, give thanks. And now I'm going to break it. Say, break it. What did Jesus do with that loaf? He broke it. He broke the loaf. Now we're going to break it. What do I do when I break the loaf? I'm going to get into the big time mechanics Wednesday night, but I'll give you some generalities today. When he broke the loaf, what did he do? Well, before that, one thing he did, he had all the men sit down. Isn't that amazing? Last thing I do is have all the men sit down. I'd be thinking, okay, men, we got to find something to eat. But the first thing the Lord did, let all the sufficiency sit down. When the kingdom is in operation, you got to sit down. Amen. Your neighbor say, sit down. We got to sit down. He goes, this not be done through human sufficiency. Sit down. Say, sit down. So he breaks this bread and he gives it to his 12 disciples. Now, this thing's got multiplication in it now. Now, instead of us giving it to disciples, what we're going to do is break this bread and we're going to send it to our debt now. Amen? We're going to send it to the hungry creditor. How many of you got some hungry creditors? Raise your hand. We're going to send it to the hungry creditor. Say, send it to the hungry. Now, what I do, I'll show you more about it, but if $100 came in, I'd take $10 and I would give it to the kingdom to keep the kingdom flowing. I'd take 90 and send it to that creditor. And it's just amazing. Every time, sometime we were doing this 5 to 6 times a week. Because stuff would just start rolling. Every time we obeyed, it kept the flow going. Does that make sense? It just kept going. And then sometimes it would just come in, whoosh. Thousands at a time would come in. Thousands at a time. And all of a sudden, you just look back over 2 or 3 months, and what was supposed to have taken 5 years was paid in 3 months. Say 3 months. Never touched our normal income stream. All done by kingdom increase and multiplication. Isn't that awesome? When he broke that bread, and the disciples sent that out, and God started multiplying, they gathered 12 baskets. Say 12. Filled to the brim from 5 loaves and 2 fragments. Each disciple that partook of this had his own basket of fragments. Listen, when this happens, there will be an increase that started in your life. Not only will wipe your debt out, but it'll also come around and start blessing you. Amen? Now, when you initiate the kingdom, you need a goal in mind. That's why I said I'm not giving this to pay that car off. I'm giving this to initiate the kingdom. I'm initiating a flow of multiplication. The multiplication is what I'm now going to focus. All that multiplication, I'm going to focus to pay that debt off. Amen? Every time something comes in, I'm going to interact the exact same way the Lord did. I'm going to receive it. I'm going to thank. I don't care if it's $5. I receive it. I thank God for it. I lift it before the kingdom. I ask for the blessing. I break it. I send 10% to God, and I give 90% to that debt. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, my friends, that which was supposed to take you 6 years to pay off is going to get paid off in months. Say months. Months. We have seen this over and over and over again. It's the law of increase and divine multiplication. If you partake of it and you initiate with it, you'll see the increase. It's very important where you place that seed because you want increase on that. So we're doing this. Ann and I are going to do this personally. We're also going to do it with a church. I told Chuck today during worship, we have a goal now we've set for the church. We're out of debt, so we're setting actually a financial goal for our storehouse. The Bible says God will bless your storehouse. We want our storehouse to get from where it is to the next level. Amen? So we're going to initiate this. We're actually going to take, we're going to actually initiate an offering outward. We're going to actually send it to Bethel. Today, because Bethel's been such a blessing to us with their music. We're going to bless them today with a church. Amen. Give the Lord a blessing. And we're going to initiate with a church, and we're going to start doing this, and we're going to let God start lifting this thing up. Amen. At the same time, now each one of you, God, while I've been speaking, God has probably already told you what debt, if it's a debt or what need. Before we do this today, I'm going to have Carlos come up here, and I want him to share his testimony of what happened to him when he initiated this. He just started listening to the series, and he told me the other day, he goes, man, that stuff worked. So Carlos, come up here and share what happened. Let's give Carlos a big hand. Hallelujah.
By the way, when he started talking about this, it was the beginning of last year, around March. And it was right around the time where the previous vehicle went out, and then I purchased the one I'm driving now. And I had brand new debt, like $17,000. And right around the time that he was speaking, I believe all of us can tap into what God was doing, because God was, through him, he was speaking, debt needs to go. Like, we should be debt free. So I just started doing what he was teaching us, what God was teaching us through Pastor. I just started doing it, and I opened a Wells Fargo account, and then I started removing the dependence on credit and just placing, just interacting with God. That's the key that he spoke about, is that it's interacting with God, understanding that he's the one that's providing all the finances. And I just started doing what he told me, and within, let's see, that was around March, by August, September, not only was the truck paid off, but there was money being accumulated in the savings account and in the Wells Fargo. I mean, everything that he talked about. And at the end of the year, I got some new debt because of property taxes and all that. But because we're creatures of repetition, we need to hear it over and over so that it gets in. I believe this is round two. Yes. But yeah, I mean, God not only eliminated all the debt by the end of last year, but I had plus in the bank account. And then now that we're starting, I know exactly what I need to do. And I also want to add too that God, if we look at it through God's lens, God not only wants us to be debt free, but He wants us to be dependent on Him so that we always have some money to meet a need, so that we have abundance. Because one of the things that, if you don't know God before you're born again, just like Pastor has taught, the world system programs you by default to be dependent on debt. Like if you want to buy something, you want to buy a car, whatever you do, it's debt. And by the end of your life, it was just a life of debt. And God wants us to live from a place of dependence on Him where there's always abundance. And not only abundance, but at the end of last year, the way everything was going is my mentality was already changing to the way God thinks, and that like debt, it's not even an option. Like just the way I got debt free at the end of the year, I was thinking mortgage shouldn't even be there either. Like it's, so you start thinking like that, and before you know it, you don't ever acknowledge debt.
I think we're going to go after mortgage stuff too, praise God. But what Carlos didn't tell you also, that grace will get on your life. It got on him so heavy that his business gave him, I think it was a 20% raise and let him work from his house. He didn't even have to go into work anymore. He gets to work from his house with a 20% raise. Give the Lord glory for that. Now, the key is, to this is you, it's the grace that comes on it. It's the interaction with the kingdom. It's not one thing that makes it happen. It's all the things together. If you decide to be a student of this and become disciplined with this, you'll see God move on your behalf. You can get with people and pray and hold this, but I've been holding this for 2 or 3 days because I know there's increase. I know there's grace on it now. I know there's grace, and I know it's going to begin a river. Today, a river's gonna begin. What I wanna do today is initiate a river. And then what I wanna do is take that river and I need to point it somewhere. Amen? Cause you have to have a goal. If you don't have a goal, you're not doing anything. You'll just eat the seed. So that's why I said I'm not sowing it to pay the car off. I'm sowing it to initiate the multiplication. Once you initiate the multiplication is initiated, I'm gonna take the multiplication and I'm gonna direct it to that car. Amen? And everything that comes in over and above normal income, I'm going to give 10 and sow 90. Say, give 10, sow 90. And each time it'll just keep coming in. Watch it come in. Watch. This is, the key is don't. Here's the key. Here's the kicker. Ready for the kicker? Here's the kicker. Don't take what comes in and eat it. He supplies bread for the eater and multiplies the seed sown. Now, if you have all your debts, you can actually form a project. Wednesday night, we'll show you how to set up separate bank accounts to keep it separate. I'll teach you about the 85 rule. I'll teach you how to really get in there with the credit cards. But if some of you, if you've got some credit cards weighing on you, you've got to get out from under the interest. Amen. It'll just, our IRS, it'll keep multiplying. If you don't, you got to get the kingdom to multiply against it. Trust me when I say this, the kingdom multiplies faster than mammon. Just give God glory.
I wanted to say also that he was talking about us praying, like get with somebody and pray so that we lift it into God's jurisdiction. But I also wanted to add that, you know, in my interaction with God concerning that last year, one of the things that I want to encourage too is that it's really not only praying and then bringing it up to God, but also being aware and acknowledging him, just like Pastor said, like everything that's happening in your life, just not just here and when we sow, like when you go to the bank, when you're in the ATM, like it's acknowledgement that God's your source, acknowledging him in every area so that you're basically maintaining yourself in a kingdom position to where you don't have to pray technically every time. It should just be natural. Just
amen. Hallelujah.
I wanted to add also in my devotions this morning what I was seeing. As believers, when we put the kingdom of God first, there is such an activation of faith that is set into motion as we're hearing regarding this, because the whole world system wants you to operate in fear, worry, and anxiousness. So you're disengaging yourself from the ways of the world. And what happens is that in this law of spiritual giving, putting the kingdom first, he rebukes the devourer for your sake. But not only that, because things start not breaking down. There is an overage that does take place, and it's to be set apart for this, because that focus, that when that takes place, there's such a move and a grace that's initiated. So when you put him first, you'll always have enough. He'll make sure you have enough for you personally, as well as to be a blessing to give to others. And the other testimony that I wanted to share, and Robin's not here right now, but Carolyn Burson sent a testimony a couple of weeks ago saying how when they had a car that had broken down about a year ago, some people here in this house had put some finances together and helped Robin in getting a car around Christmas time. Now, a few months later, there was an accident where the car was totaled, and there wasn't even, it was just liability only. In the meantime, what Robin had done back with the youth, some of you were there at that spaghetti dinner, she was very excited to give into a need to meet the youth's need in order to be able to go to camp, and gave a sacrifice of like over $300. And then the Lord, about 2 weeks ago, provided a car for them, and they are debt-free. It was given to them from a family member, and a much better car that she could have possibly have had. So this is how God works. He's the one that does this when you set him first. Everybody say, set the kingdom first. Amen.
So let me reiterate a few things on this. Isn't this good? Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. We've seen so much, and then we're going to continue to see it, because I think what the Lord wants to do this round is start moving into the mortgage debt and start seeing him multiply against mortgages, because the whole system's driven by debt, and God wants to move the mountains. And if we learn how to do this, now notice these principles, study it. Jesus, receive the seed with thanksgiving. Now, the Lord asked me a question one time when we were doing this, and he said, how many men did I have to feed? He said, let's don't even think about women and children here. How many men? I said, 5,000. He says, how many men do you think 5 loaves and 2 fish would have fed? I said, 10. He said, okay, then 5,000 divided by 10 is 500. Say 500. He goes, I was working with 500 times less than what I needed. Say 500 times less. Now, put that in perspective when you begin to initiate, amen, the kingdom multiplication, and watch when something comes in. I'm telling you, if it's $5, if it's $10, you don't know, because you can be obedient with the $10 and the next day $800 can come in. That's the way it works, but you have to be obedient with what comes in above. God will bring it in. He'll give you bonuses. He'll do things. He'll tell you it's a relationship thing. It's not just a formula. He'll, just like this was a relationship, I was ready to spend this $500. On and I, you know, when we get money like this, we start dividing it real quick. Okay, how much is mine? How much is yours? You know, and then God said, that's mine. So it was a relationship. He said, I want you to initiate the kingdom of this. So remember, it's a relationship. So we thank God, understand those principles, interact with it. Get the kingdom on what you're doing. Amen. Don't discount it. If it's $10, don't discount the kingdom getting on a $10 return, because that can turn around. We've seen it happen. Amen. It's amazing.